Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I am Cat.
And I'm Joe.
How today are you?
What?
Okay, I'll take that as good.
Wow.
It's one of those days.
Are we having a dyslexic moment?
No.
Okay.
No, we're just normal Cat. You should know that by now. Uh-oh. I hear a joke coming on. No. Okay, I hear something you can't say coming on.
Yes.
Okay, I have a trivia question.
Yes, ma'am.
This is from my favorite website.
Dun-da-da-da.
Mentalfloss.com.
Okay.
Who was originally cast as Darth Vader?
I am Luke, your father. Well, I'm Father Luke. Never mind.
George Lucas originally wanted Orson Welles as the voice of Darth Vader, but dropped the idea when he thought Welles' famous baritone would be too recognizable. So he went with James Earl Jones.
Yeah. We can't make this stuff up, folks.
No, I can't. Jones was given only $7,500 for his services, and he completed all of his lines in 2.5 hours.
Was that for the first movie or all of them?
The first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just the first one.
Bet you the price tag went up on number two.
I'll bet so.
Luke.
Okay, need your help with this one.
Okay.
Joke of a hint from RD.com, which is Reader's Digest.
Okay.
Cool little site. Luke and Obi-Wan walk into a Chinese restaurant. 10 minutes into the meal, Luke's still having trouble with the chopsticks, dropping food everywhere. Obi-Wan finally snaps.
Use the forks, Luke.
Okay. I thought it was funny.
I do.
Okay, everyone's laughing out there.
But then again, I know how to use chopsticks, so.
I never figured that out.
When I lived on Guam, I first went to the restaurant out there. Everything is chopsticks. They don't have silverware.
Oh.
I mean, literally, if you ask for silverware, they bring you these big cooking spoons from the back. They don't have little silverware.
Oh, no.
So you either learn how to eat with your fingers or you use your chopsticks.
Hmm.
And since eating with your fingers is not really polite, especially when you have a communal table,
you learn. Big chunky stuff is good. Rice, I've never figured out how to do the whole rice on the chopstick thing.
There is in Japanese and in Oriental culture, that to be able to master chopsticks, you have to be able to pick up one kernel of rice and pass it to another person and then receive it back.
Ah.
I can do that.
Okay.
I can't catch a fly in the air yet, but that's another story for another day.
Okay. That has nothing to do with our theme today.
Catching flies?
Catching flies or rice or chopsticks.
Well, you said chopsticks.
Well, I know to throw you off, but, you know. Oh, come on.
Starry, starry night.
What's your favorite day of the year? Don't say it. May 4th. May the 4th be with you. I saw the new Star Wars film.
Wait a minute.
Donk.
That's my skull.
saw Solo.
Yeah, you saw the movie?
Yeah.
And?
Yeah.
It's another Star Wars.
The guy that plays Solo is adorable. That's the best thing I can say about the movie. But I'm not that big of a Star Wars
fan. I was about to say, the special effects didn't grab you.
They were okay. I'm a Star Wars purist. Star Wars came out when I was in high school.
Sure enough.
And so there will never be anything to top the first Star Wars in my mind.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you there.
Yeah.
I do like the original three, all the recent ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, curious saying for the day is droid.
We still haven't discussed what the theme for today was.
Cat, other cat, what is the theme for today? May the 4th be with you.
Touchdown, baby!
Star Wars. Star Trek.
Yeah.
I'll make all the nerds out there upset with me.
We can do this.
Anyway.
Elementary, my dear Watson. Anyways.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Okay, cool.
So, curious saying of the day, curious word, droid.
Droid.
From Merriam-Webster.com.
Star Wars. The Star Wars universe has done a considerable amount to popularize one word in particular, droid. Droid was in use prior to the original Star Wars movie, albeit in limited fashion. The earliest known use of the word is from a story by Mari Wolf in a science fiction magazine from 1952. They're stopping robots in the streets. Household Robs, commercial droids, all of them. Robs was a shortened form of robot, which still hasn't caught on. Droid is nothing more than a shortened form of the word android, which is a word with a surprisingly longer history than most science fiction words. The earliest known use coming from 1657 in a book by Gabriel Naudé, The History of Magic, in which he makes reference to the androids. An automaton resembling a human that was made by Albertus Magnus.
Hmm. Okay.
Things that make you go,
Yeah.
Where'd you dig that fact up from?
Miriam, I actually typed in Star Wars words in the dictionary.
Really?
That's what came up. There's a whole list of them, actually.
Awesome.
Yeah, Jedi is in the dictionary. Yeah. I have a top 10 list.
Dun, dun, dun. And we have how many?
11.
11, okay.
Yeah. From clubtop5.com.
You know, you keep using that word 10 top 11. I don't think you know the meaning thereof.
No. The top 11 songs from Star Wars musical.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah.
The musical now, folks.
Yes, the musical. Okay. Number 11. Send in the clones. Send in the clones. I really screwed up that one.
Yep. Right in
11 is Send in the Clones.
Number 10. You're the Obi-Wan that I want.
I was actually singing that last night because I couldn't get it out of my head. You're the Obi-Wan that I want. Number 9, Luke be a Jedi tonight. These are really good.
I can live with this one. Number 8, In the still of the carbonate.
Yeah, okay. Love this one. Wait,
background?
What?
Why is it still in the carbonite?
In the still of the night.
Yeah, but also
in
that...
In the still of the night.
What's his name gets frozen in carbonite. So he's still in the carbonite.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Okay. Subtlety there.
No, that was a really good one.
No, these writers are very... They're
I find that funny. Anyways.
Pretty smart. Anyway, number 7. I love this one. Walking in a Wookiee Wonderland. Nice Christmas song, yeah.
Number 6. THEFORCE. I'm just not sure how to do the T-E-F-O-R. I'm waving my hands like I'm trying to do letters, you know, T-E-F-O-R-C-E.
No. That works well on radio.
Yeah.
Number 5. Jedi from the Block. Other cat is just dying over here.
You know there's something good when you either get laughs or groans. I know. Two.
Now you have to sing this one.
Number 4. Don't cry for me, R2-D2.
Not to be topped by. I'm going to snatch that Han right out of the lair. The writers were on this week, I'll tell you.
Number 2. My regards to Broadway. Please give.
And the number 1 song from the Star Wars musical.
I'm not sure I catch this one.
Beatles.
I want a whole new hand. I want a whole new hand. Took me a second to catch that.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
Interesting point.
Yes.
Here. This Club Top 5 list is made people all over the country send in these ideas. 2 of the people that do this are in the Akron area.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Carl and Brian. I don't know if they want me to say the last names. But yeah, I had seen their names on the list because I used to write for this list too. And said, oh, you're from Akron, and talked to them, and ended up meeting up with them. They play trivia every Wednesday night.
Where?
So, well, it's no longer there, so I don't know where they're playing trivia now. But Scorchers, when Scorchers used to be around.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, they are brilliant.
BW3 does it too.
Brilliant, brilliant men. So cool. Yeah. But probably 50% of this was written by those two. So yeah.
I like
That's
it.
That's the Akron connection.
I could beat them in trivia. Anyways.
I'm not going there. Okay. I believe that though. You're pretty brilliant yourself.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I have a lot of dumb knowledge up in this head.
Which explains a lot.
Don't ask me why I remember that stuff and half the other stuff I need to remember. I can't
find my way home, but, you know, yeah. I know how many chocolate chips there are in a Chips Ahoy cookie. 16, by the way. I just got looked at. It was in a commercial
many years ago.
Yeah, well.
I guess you got to be a chocolate-holic to know that one.
Yep. So, dumbcriminals.com. There are full-grown men who've got one foot in the real world and one foot in the Jedi Temple.
Yeah.
According to The Telegraph, I believe that's a British magazine.
Okay.
A man in Britain was arrested for killing his wife simply because she had smashed up all of his Luke Skywalker memorabilia.
The two had always had a strained relationship, and this was just another one of her attempts at making his life hell. In response, the man smothered her to death and ran to his mother's house afterward, and at the very least, at least everybody's hand stayed on.
Oh, there was nothing funny about that.
No. No.
Wow. Yeah, well, anyway.
And now for something completely different.
This is fun. This is really fun.
Your track record so far.
I know.
1 out of 2. I mean.
Story time here.
Okay.
This is fun. This is from a website called yodaspeak.co.uk.
Try not do.
Oh, my gosh. It's actually a translator.
Okay.
And so you go on there and you can put anything you want in there and it translates it into Yoda speak.
Cool.
So, know the story of the three little pigs?
Yeah.
You can now hear the Star Wars version of it or any other story at yodaspeak.com. Just type in the story and hit translate and you get this.
Three little pigs, once upon a time there were. With sticks, one pig built a house. Of straw, the second pig built his house. Very quickly, their house was built. And then they all day sang and danced all day because they were lazy. With bricks, the third little pig worked hard all day and built his house.
And when to blow down the houses, the big bad wolf tried, only the brick house remained. I can't do the
her.
I don't know. I can't do Yoda impressions. But yes.
Yoda never laughs. So.
No, he doesn't. I'm not sure what that.
Yeah, that would be sound weird.
Yeah.
I can hear Yoda. Do try not. Ha, ha, ha. No, just.
Here's one for you.
Okay.
Like you like your weird facts. Here you go from screenrant.com.
Okay.
Weird facts about Chewbacca's body.
In his long, long life, Chewie was seen and has done a lot of things. From galactic smuggler to Wookiee warrior, this hairy fellow has amassed quite the resume and quite the fan base to go along with it. Now, he's reached the grand total of 8 appearances in Star Wars films. It's about time we thought about what goes on underneath the hood. Chewbacca stands at an impressive 8 feet tall.
Ooh.
Which is true.
To Earthside, it's clear that Chewbacca is one popular dude given that his name comes in 18,359th most popular baby human name. Yes, really.
Oh, wait a minute. Somebody has named their baby Chewbacca?
Apparently.
Suddenly a spirit of slap has come up on me. Wow.
Wow, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe a dog, but not a baby.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hey. Okay. Chewbacca's mouth moves mechanically along with the actor, Peter Mayhew, as he speaks, much like the mechanisms on the show in the infamous Chewbacca Mom Mask video.
I have not seen that video. Yeah. I did not have time to look it up. Is it? It's okay.
Yeah. Let's
all look that up. If one Chewbacca isn't enough for you, fear not. Chewbacca is actually father to his own mini-me, Lumpawaru. His nickname is Waru.
During the filming for 1983 Star Wars Episode VI, The Return of the Jedi, actor Peter Mayhew was warned not to go wandering around in costume during location shoots. Now, there were some legitimate fears that Mayhew in costume could be mistaken for Bigfoot, and that he might find himself being injured by hunters looking for a big catch. Chewie wasn't based on any just old dog pet dog. George.
Did Yoda just read that?
Yeah. You know, embellishment's good.
That's good, yeah.
George Lucas based the design on our lovable furball from his very own pet Pooch.
Aw. Mm. Peter Mayhew has played Chewbacca right from the start, thanks to his impressive 7'3" height and sparkly blue eyes.
Mm. Peter Mayhew's Chewbacca costume has a base of mohair made up of rabbit and goat fur and gets its luminous lengths from real yak fur. As of episode 3, the suit also now features a high-tech water cooling system to enable longer filming stunts and a more comfortable experience for the wearer.
Ooh.
Yeah, I can imagine being in that thing for 8 hours, 12 hours a day.
Here's a spoiler. It's not a bad spoiler, though.
Okay.
Solo. Talks about how Solo and Chewbacca first met.
Oh.
Very, very, you know, because Chewbacca just kind of shows up in one of the films somewhere.
He's sitting with Hans in the cafe, and that's how you meet Chewbacca.
Well, we see exactly how they met, and it's really cool.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. So I got some more jokes from RD.com.
Okay.
Joe.
Yeah.
Which program do Jedi use to open PDF files?
Adobe One Kenobi.
Ooh, Dave even smiled at that one. Which website did Chewbacca get arrested for creating?
WikiLeaks. Good thing you mentioned that was a website. Why did Anakin Skywalker cross the road?
To get to the dark side.
Why? No, you didn't.
I did.
Why is Yoda such a good gardener?
Because he has a green thumb. Those are the jokes, folks. Oh, my. Okay. So another top 10 list from top5.com. Four. Joe, it has four.
Yeah, I was...
Four. The top four quotes from Yoda's pre-Star Wars career.
Pre-Star Wars?
Yes, before they cast him in Star Wars.
Okay. Number four. Taller than Yoda must you be to go on this side, on this ride.
Number three. Red the light was when through the intersection you drove. See your license and registration, must I? I'm just picturing him in a little police uniform.
Number two, another chance must you give me. Do it. I can't. The blame.
That was not good.
Sorry.
This is a short list. And the number one quote from Yoda's pre-Star Wars career.
Bid you hello, do I? Cleveland, ready to rock, are you?
I like that one.
No, wait a minute. I do have a trivia fact about Yoda.
Yes.
When they first started filming the movie and they wanted to put this little green character, they hadn't even designed it yet.
Mm.
And they were not sure, I mean, as far as taking it off concept board and putting it into physical form. And they were not sure how the puppeting was going to work. You know, and of course, Frank Oz and company, who was part of that, the creative stuff. And there's a whole segment on you know, the network that they were filming with did not want this to go through. They were saying, this is going to fail, this is going to look bad, blah, blah, blah.
The whole movie or just Yoda?
The Yoda function of it.
Oh.
And so long story short is that George Lucas, being that he was, in fact, got his way. And, of course, Yoda today is now one of the characters. Yeah. Unlike other characters that flopped, but this one worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We won't mention the ones that flopped because we're going to bring them up later.
Okay. Now, trivia question number two.
Yes.
In the opening of all Star Wars movies, what is uniquely different about Star Wars from any other movie out there?
People are paying attention.
Well, you never see opening credits in the Star Wars movies.
Oh, you just see that scrolling.
You saw the scrolling.
Thing.
And George Lucas had to fight the unions. He had to fight the whole establishment because this is the union way. This is the rules of making a movie. And he says, no, it takes away from what I'm trying to accomplish.
Wow.
And so he got his way, and on all the original three plus the next three, I mean, can't tell you about the last ones that have been out or even Solo.
Oh, yeah, Solo has the scroll
but
in the beginning.
That he got that, and he was those are the only movies that start out that way that you don't see opening credits. Oh. Directors or anything like that. It's all done in the end.
There was no way this movie was going to survive.
What?
Considering how much George Lucas went through and how many times people told him he couldn't do this, couldn't do that, and it wasn't going to make it.
How much money he spent on that first movie himself.
Yeah. His amazing.
His own investment. Yeah, but look at the payoff.
I know.
And then he turned around and sold the whole franchise.
You know what?
Yes.
People get really upset with me about.
Yes.
I can't always remember if it's Star Wars or Star Trek.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But we have a list.
Okay, of course we do.
Oh, cat. Other cat shaking her head. The top 12 differences between Star Wars and Star Trek.
Okay.
Star Trek.
Wait a minute, you messed up.
What?
You should have been a top 10 list, but with 12 items.
Oh.
Tisk.
Oh, it's a bad day.
That's all right.
Number 12, Star Trek, cardboard sets.
Star Wars, cardboard actors.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, we're not. This is going to be fun. Okay. We get to attack both groups of people.
11.
Yes.
Star Trek fans sit in front of televisions watching reruns.
Star Wars fans sit in front of theaters that won't even be showing the film. Anybody want to buy a new iPhone? Anyways.
Number 10. Some Trekkies are now old enough to have moved from their parents' basements to the retirement home basement.
Number 9, lightsabers are powered by D cells, while phasers take a 9 volt.
Okay. This one I like.
Yep.
Wookiees and Ewoks versus Tribbles and Toupees. Yeah. I think that could be a great sequel, Tribbles and Toupees.
The Trouble with Tribbles, one of the best. Number 7, substantially hard to hand. Make a Chewbacca Halloween costume versus then a Bones McCoy. That's no comparison.
Well, you know, sometimes we reach here. Oh, number 6. Shatner wears a girdle, but Jabba lets it all hang out. Oh.
You're not supposed to be talking about Bill's secrets on the air.
I know. I'm sorry.
Number 4, Star Wars fans don't refuse to honor the restraining order if it's not translated into Klingon. Sheldon.
Oh, my goodness. Number 3, Captain Kirk always says, to infinity and beyond.
Darth Vader always says, the Force is like a box of chocolates.
In what world? I'm not sure.
And now we've just insulted another group.
wait till you hear this one.
Okay.
Hardcore Star Wars fans are all overweight, unattractive, diabetic virgins who spend their free time and money building homemade lightsabers.
Hardcore Star Trek fans are all overweight, unattractive, diabetic virgins who spend their free time and money building homemade tricorders. And the number one difference between Star Wars and Star Trek.
Gene Roddenberry was a legendary pioneer of thought-provoking, futuristic science fiction.
George Lucas created Jar Jar Banks. Enough said.
Applause. I love that one.
You know, I actually did like Jar Jar, believe it or not.
Until everyone told me that it was racist and he was stupid, and I never got that exactly.
No, he was just the character mode that he's
just dopey.
Yeah. I mean, that's yeah. It's you know, people try to assimilate, and it's like immediately they see a character they want to sit there and assign it some values. And it's like just enjoy the movie for the movie.
Yeah,
quit. You know, there are some movies out there are politically driven, but I don't know that Star was ever politically driven.
No. And you could be very wrong.
Star Trek, on the other hand,
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
The top six, either the top 10 or 6 signs I need to go home. You've been waiting in line too long for Star Wars tickets.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This show is heavy laden with top 10 lists. Yeah,
but this is good.
Yes. But anyway, yes.
Number six. Mm-hmm. That chick dressed as Princess Leia in the front of you now qualifies as your longest relationship with a woman.
Oh, we got laughs all around.
Now that there is funny.
I don't care who you are. Five. Bossman Vader told you to take your Jedi powers to the planet of unemployment.
Ooh. Ooh. Number four. Your Boba Fett lunchbox is worth 54 cents more than it was when you got to the theater. Wow.
Three. The guy next to you is in line for episode two.
Number two. Obi-Wan's ghost shows up to spritz you with Lysol.
And the number one sign you've been waiting on in line too long for Star Wars tickets.
A fellow fan compliments you on your Chewbacca costume, but you aren't wearing one. I think I can fulfill that requirement.
Well, you know, from the neck up anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
So which is your favorite?
All right, I'm gonna mow down a bunch of people here. I love the original Star Trek.
Yes, Star Trek, Star Wars.
Star Trek. But I never liked any of the others. I just never got into them. Mm. They bored me. I fell asleep. Mm. Star Wars. I.
Oh, you're getting stink eye from the other side of the room.
I'm telling you, I just never cared for them. But then, of course, on the other side of the coin, I did like a couple of those Star Trek movies. But then some of them were just. Star Wars, I've enjoyed.
Interesting Akron fact.
Okay.
I cannot remember her name on the show, but her real name is Gates McFadden. What did she play?
Dr. Beverly Crusher.
She went to Old Trail.
Well, that's why I didn't know it.
Old Trail School, you know, Old Trail.
Okay.
Kind of a nice little day school.
Cool.
In West Akron. And they told her that... good students did not go into acting, that was a dumb thing to do, and she needed to be a mathematician or whatever. So, after she hit it big, she gave millions of dollars to the school with the caveat that they have to build a theater with the money.
Ooh. You know what? I have too many good friends in the theater, both up in New York as well as all over, and I don't want to... If that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do.
Yeah. Whatever.
You know, now if you want to go to some, never mind. Stop, Joe. Hold on to them there horses there, Joey.
I got one rumination.
Okay.
From ruminate.com.
All right.
It's a good thing Jim Neighbors never became a Sith, because no one would ever be intimidated by Darth Gomer.
So why?
That is all we have for today. I'm Kat.
Oh, my papa.
Again, I'm Kat.
I'm Joe.
And together we're... Kat Sue.
Kat Sue.
The best internet humor... What?
Revisit that. One, two, three.
Kat Soup. The best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week, folks.